It's been pretty full on. Every hour there's something else. We're talking about other ways of protecting the bilby, and throughout the morning we'll have meetings and talk about how people work with bilbies and work on land, and then throughout the afternoon we'll go out and check out some spots that we've been monitoring. So everybody else who've come from all over the place, I've got some Waltbury rangers here who've come a long way, and they've been pretty happy to come through and have a look at the country through Kiwatkura, and it's been a pretty good experience so far.
As far as you're concerned, why is protecting the bilby important?
Well, it's one of the last mammals that are still alive, and culturally it's very important for us as an animal itself. We still have songlines and Jukurpa, the Pindabi, Waltbury, Nandara and the Maru. There's other tribes involved as well. I just can't name everybody, but they're the main ones that I know. And also, they're a pretty good environment indicator. So when they're doing good, well, the environment's doing good as well.
What can you tell us then about the Ninu or Bilby Jukuba or Dreaming?
Well, we went and visited a place just east of Kiwakura, close to the Northern Territory border, called Ditral, which is a sacred site for a bilby. We had some traditional owners come from Kintore and some traditional owners from Kiwakura, and they joined up and had a bit of a sing-along. They spoke about the Dreamtime story itself and where it had finished off. So it travelled from the north, came into a place called Ditral, and then from there it travelled right down to a place called, I forgot what the name was, but it's near a town called Waluna, which is in WA. So that, you know, it's a storyline that travels vast distances, but also keeps three or four tribes connected, you know, because it's a Dreamtime story that we all share as Aboriginal people, especially the Pindabi and the Nandara people.
Patrick, how do you, as a ranger, protect the Ninu or Bilby?
We do a lot of cat hunting, and we go out and monitor areas. We look for scats, footprints, burrows. And also, fire is a big component of our management as well.
So, Patrick, I know a lot's been discussed there this week. What's the thing you've gained most from this week's festival in Kiwatkura?
The input from other groups, other Indigenous groups, on how they protect their Ninu or the Bilby, and how people from down south, so scientists who have been working on how to collect data, monitoring plots. And as a group, as a ranger group ourselves, we're learning a lot through other ranger groups and scientists who are teaching us how to, or just showing us in a way, how to use, you know, technology in remote areas such as cameras, motion sensor cameras, drones that fly in the air to help out with the tracking and, you know, cat traps.
And today is the last day.
Yes, and everybody will be heading off back to where they come from. Some people have got vast distances, some people are going down to New South Wales. A lot of people have driven in, you know, from the Kimberleys, the Waltbury region, Nandara regions, which is just the south of us, so near Warburton community, Warrakuna community, right over to Kalgoorlie. So we've had people all the way from the goldfields come in, and it's been a pretty, it's been a pretty good experience, especially to have a festival in such a remote area. We're classed as one of the most remote communities in Australia, probably the most remote community in Australia. So to have all these people come here and talk about the same thing, about protecting and looking after the bilby or the Ninu, it's been enjoyable.